Welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
That was weird.
Oh, I thought, Kiana, you were speaking
I
with
thought
Nikki.
You
I
were. Too.
And I was like, that's a bold move, taking her introduction.
Just taking it over.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's
well, I'm leaving it in because I think that is hilarious. But welcome to the broadcast. Whoa. Where shenanigans ensue. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And joining us again for the second straight episode is Kiana.
Hello.
Who stole the intro?
I did. I took it.
Yes, she took it. Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Yeah, so at the time of this recording, we are at Live Day 2019 Eve.
Yes, Live Day is tomorrow, the 21st of November.
Stressing?
Yeah, see, every year I'm super, super stressed until the second we go on live.
Oh.
So at 6:02, I'll be fine.
You'll be good.
But leading up until then, I am feeling it. Like, I'm literally super distracted. I'm like, okay, I have my list of things to do, but I feel like I was supposed to put something else on this list. What else am I need? Like,
I hate when that happens.
Boy.
And I'm like,
Well, and it's super special for you this year because it's 80s, and mm-hmm. some people from the we're all dressing 80s, but some people are dressing up as
lead singers.
Lead singers.
Uh-huh.
So everyone who's dressing up as a lead singer has to sing a little bit of one of their songs.
Oh, yeah, really?
We're doing a karaoke competition.
Gets to do a karaoke competition.
With and celebrity judges.
Yeah, Vicky Ooh. Is dressing up as
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
And is singing
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yes!
Because it's either this or Time After Time, and I can't. Or was it that one? I don't know.
Time After Time.
Was it that? Did she,
I think
that
it
her?
Was.
Yeah, there's the other one, but I'm like, I can't do that one.
Yeah, so girls Anyways. Are just going to want to have fun.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
That's I'm most excited just for that.
Are you like, singing?
No.
Oh,
no.
Sarah.
I mean, I'm just going to be an aerobics instructor dressed as like, you know, one of the super like big workout people. That was,
the socks and everything and the spandex.
Yes,
and,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And the little scrunchie.
You should have been Olivia Newton-John. Let's get physical. Physical. Do you not know that one?
I do know that one, but she doesn't sing. Does she sing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she sings.
Yeah,
oh, and then
she's
she brought
singer.
Like little hand weights.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's too late. Sorry. But
now, Kwame Casino, there's still, if you're listening to this and it's Wednesday, November 20th, 2019, we still have some tickets left for the morning.
Yes.
Ooh,
so
as
join
of now,
us.
So, you know,
wake
hurry up, before they sell it.
Bright and early, and, you know, we can do some aerobics together.
Get
and
the
then,
blood flowing a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Vicky will sing to you.
This is going to be weird because I'm used to like going to karaoke, at least having a drink or two in me.
Or
kind of
a
like,
few, yeah.
Yeah, or a few. At the minimum, a couple.
Are you going to? Or are you going to pregame a little?
I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I might just go get little mini bottles and just keep them with me just in case I can like sneak them.
Dude, they just like fall out of your like bra or something like on stage.
Dude, I was trying on my outfit yesterday because I was like, I think I can make it better because I found different inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kinds of poof, by the way. It's so big.
Is it?
That's 80s,
yes,
though.
Very 80s, like very Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
But... yeah, the outfit the second outfit I had picked out, there was like, you could see my boobs, like full on.
Please
like,
tell me you're wearing that.
No, it's not like, oh, it's sexy, you could see my boobs. It's just like, here they are.
Too much.
Oh, really?
Like they were just kind of sitting there, like, because the top part was kind of like a bustier looking thing. Just kind of like this. So it's
that
like,
still sounds kind of sexy.
No, it wasn't. They're just like, they're not pushed up or anything. They're just like, bloop.
There.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just so sad. I was like, really?
Dude, that's how I feel about one piece swimsuits, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one piece swimsuits are all back, right? With the whole like high, so it makes your butt pretty much stick
mm-hmm.
out. And I love because I'm like, oh, my butt gets to show up, my stomach doesn't get to show up. But they flatten out your boobs like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They
and
do.
They kind of make you look a little like boxy and manly up here because the boobs are just completely flat.
You can find some that have a little bit of the extra padding to help out that area.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of mm-hmm. that. To mm-hmm. find ones with padding to make it look like
it's
I
just,
have
it
more
just
than
gives you a little bit, you know,
a little lift,
a little help.
Make
we all need
like
it sometimes.
Pancakes. They literally look like.
I know, because like it presses it down anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
And then I try to like squeeze my elbows through. I'm like, I swear I still got boobs. This is sexy.
Just walk around and like,
like, squeezing. That's why I love like watching people's Instagram. Like, I think I had explained that to Steve many years ago. He's like, I don't get why do girls pose with like their arm underneath their chest, like what's with this pose? I'm like, they're pushing their boobs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is legit to like grab and push up.
Yep,
make them look plump and lifted.
Yep, perky, and you get that nice happy. little you know, cleavage line.
It takes so much work sometimes. Yep,
there's so much thoughts going into like a simple picture. But a while ago, we were talking about, we'll give Kiana the update, how there's a girl in this board game group that I'm, you know, in and mm-hmm. BJ's in, and she smells awful.
Oh no,
she smells so bad. I was like, I don't know what to do, and like I kind of brought it up to BJ. He's like, oh my god, no, I smell it too. And it's not just like BO, there is plenty of BO, but there's a smell coming somewhere else.
No, she's got yes. a little,
you could say
I don't know if you could say it with that other word,
odor. I thought I was trying to use a very
I just don't know
scientific name.
Yeah, but it's still quote unquote vulgar. We gotta protect the kids. I don't know.
Any
smells like low tide a little bit, you know.
That work? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's a delicate issue to bring up.
And I've known this girl for a while, but I've never really got to hang out with her. Like, it was always like a big board gaming session, and she was always playing a different game. So I never really talked to her.
You're not like friends.
No.
And she is 19, so she is younger.
She's a. But even then, like, I was pretty clean when I was in high school.
Yeah, but I'm not. She's not necessarily like homies like you and I.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We're the same peer. She could be a little more delicate or whatnot.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm friends with her brother, older brother. It's like, I don't know. Should I ask him? And he's much older because she's adopted.
Okay.
I don't feel like comfortable telling her brother about certain odors.
Oh god, if someone came up to my brother and told him about my odors, I think my brother would die.
Right.
I think my brother actually would fall over and die.
Yes.
Joe's dead.
That is the last thing I think he wants anyone to talk to him about.
I wonder if it's maybe a medical condition of some sort.
So apparently, I decided, look, why don't I'm friends with her sister-in-law. Let me talk to the sister-in-law.
Okay.
Send her a message, and she's told me many a time, she's like, no, I basically watched this girl grow up, and I've told her many a times to use deodorant and to clean up. Apparently, her room is just as disgusting. She just does not care. Her boyfriend also does not care.
Ooh.
They are both just gross people. And I'm like, okay, would it be bad that if I'm hanging out with her again, be like, hey, here's some deodorant. If she says no thanks, it's like, no, here's some deodorant. So that was kind of the situation I was in. So if I were to see her again, I think I might pull something like that, because I could not sit next to her. I kept scooting away from her.
Yeah.
It was that awful. Bad.
Is she like all like into nature stuff, just doesn't believe in
no,
that,
she doesn't look real hippy-dippy.
Pure laziness.
I think she just doesn't care. But the weird thing is she was wearing eyeliner. Like, she doesn't wear foundation or anything, but she was wearing eyeliner. I'm like, if you have the time to take the time to put little lines on your face, swipey, 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 swipey. Good. Stinky mess. Anyways, so your buddy James, that is his full name, your buddy James, by the way, sent us a message similar along the same lines. It says, hey girls, I got a hard one for you. How do you tell someone that they wear too much perfume? I get really bad headache, almost a migraine from scents like perfumes and cologne. So places like Bath and Body Works or nail salons give me the worst headache, and I can't even go in them. So when a very difficult coworker started wearing huge amounts of perfume, I get a headache every night at work. Ladies, she wears so much that in a warehouse with the doors open, I could smell it across the work area.
Ooh.
It's not a small work area. Anyway, what would you girls do?
It sounds like my dad. BJ's super sensitive to a lot of cologne or
right.
deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
He's super sensitive to like smells just in general.
Mm-hmm.
But he immediately gets, like, if we're in the elevator, even coming up here, and it, what elevators rides like 5-10 seconds,
yeah,
maybe,
not too long.
He'll immediately make a comment about it and be like, oh, it gives me a headache. Like,
right.
She wears too much perfume and this, that, and the other. And I mean, I know some people who do that as well.
My old roommate, Tahiti Steve, I'm like, dude, what you wear so much that literally there is a trail from outside. Like, I would walk in, we lived in a townhouse, I would walk through the door and I could smell it, and I could smell it almost like have you seen those like in cartoons?
Yeah,
when you smell like a pie or whatever,
yeah.
And you start following the scent and it starts pulling him closer. That is what it's like. I could follow the scent to his room.
Oh boy.
And I could tell how long ago he had left by the how strong it still is.
That's so weird.
So I'm like, let me guess, you left about like an hour ago? He's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, because there was a faint smell of your cologne. I could tell. But he's like, I used one squirt. I'm like, that is one squirt too many, dude. Like, it's too much.
Spray and then walk through it.
You know, I guess it depends on the person. If like, say, if I wore too much perfume and it was bothering somebody. If somebody told me, I wouldn't really be that offended. Mm-hmm. I would be understanding and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess maybe it's the way you approach it. But everybody's different. So.
Right. He did make a point to say this is a difficult coworker. So I'm guessing, I mean, he said perfume, not cologne. So I'm guessing it's a female.
Mm-hmm. I would talk to your boss. Everyone can get upset for everything nowadays. So and you don't want to offend anyone. Yeah. You don't want to accidentally say the wrong thing to her. You don't want her to get upset. So I would probably talk to your boss and see if he noticed.
Plus, put it in someone else's hands.
Manager, HR.
If she's difficult, you don't want to deal with that bitch.
No. No,
but I mean, sometimes companies have policies, especially in warehouses. I'm thinking, I don't know what exactly is in the warehouse, so you don't want certain chemicals around certain things. Mm-hmm. Also, just say, hey, I have a medical condition, strong smells, give me migraines, and talk to your boss and talk to HR.
I would then have
them send out a company email or notice like, hey,
don't do this. And then maybe your boss or whoever you talk to can sit them down if she doesn't change. Right. But even with Vicky, just like using that example of being like, hey, I'm really sensitive to smells and I get a migraine. If I was a difficult person, which I'm not, but if we're not really homies, right? Mm-hmm. And a coworker came up to me and told me that, I'd be pissed. Like, I wouldn't even care. I'm like, oh, you have a medical condition. Sorry. That sucks. You know, like if we're not really friend coworkers, I wouldn't care. So maybe I am a bitch.
Yes, you just sound like a bad person.
But you know what I mean? Like everyone now, like, oh, I can't have glue. Oh, I can't have, you know. So if we don't really get along and if you think I'm difficult, she probably isn't the biggest fan of yours either if you guys aren't the friends. So I would definitely just put it in somebody else's hand.
Right.
Unless you are the boss, then you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, she's being difficult. I almost wonder if she's doing this on purpose.
Right. Like, especially she started doing it recently. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and if someone has complained to her and she doesn't like that person, she's just gonna squirt more and more, let me tell you.
Yeah,
because bitches can be revengeful.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the most slightest passive aggressive way.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
not me though. But
no, never
speaking
no,
from people
Sarah,
I know
only because Sarah's not passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
She's very active aggressive.
Yeah, if you told me this, I would bring my perfume to work and I would just spray it on me in front of your face.
I mean, for me, like, I do get headaches, too, with, like, really strong smells. So I'm, like, feeling it for this guy. It's like, okay, nope.
Well, and some perfume and cologne, to me, they just don't really smell good in general.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a bad odor.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it does smell good, like, too much of it is, like, turns into a bad odor.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. And I'm wondering, like, I think some company handbooks might even have that, where it's, like, you can't have strong odors. Like, I know at like hospitals you can't.
Oh yeah, my yoga studio, they have like a whole list of rules and that's one of them.
Yeah, like a lot of gyms and stuff, they're like, don't spray your Axe all up in here, like like they did back in the 2000s. Like
the Axe showers.
Mm-hmm. Oh god,
so bad.
So that era,
like even walking across like Abercrombie and Fitch, like in the mall,
god,
like just walking by this store. Oh, it's still like that too.
Oh yeah. Well, they have like little sensors that just spray. I always thought it was a person.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like a little like air freshener.
They're
but it's
in
their cologne.
A lot of places. Disneyland has them.
What is it? There's that smells like. Is it like a food or something?
Disneyland, they have them all up and down Main Street.
Uh-huh.
So it'll pump out like popcorn smells or whatever the candy smells.
Uh-huh.
So
kids are like, ooh, popcorn.
It's psychological. You make it smell. Yeah, Disneyland's been doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. I legit just thought like Hollister and Abercrombie just like sprayed all throughout their store like so much that it just like permanently smells.
There's
like
companies
that
out there that sell it. Like if you go into some high-end hotels or even maybe clubs or stuff like that, if you notice like it has a nice smell to it, a lot of it they'll pay just to have like scents pumped into their business.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is, and on the Disney, that is so smart.
Yeah. Because it gets you thinking about
food. So glad
food.
Alcohol doesn't have a scent or I'd be in a lot of trouble.
So this, I mean, some do, but anytime you smell it, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Nope. So this actually kind of got me thinking because I had seen this list a while ago and it's like people sharing what they think is classy if you're rich, but trashy if you're poor. And I kind of noticed that like the really, like if you're on the lower wage scale, I feel like a lot of those girls like will spray on the perfume.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the really rich girls will spray on the perfume too, but it's Chanel.
Yeah.
So it's okay, you know.
You just need one little squirt.
Chanel number 5.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, it's classy because I'm rich, but if you're poor, it's just trashy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a long time ago when I first started interning, the men's room had a topic similar to this. It's like, what is something that both poor people and only poor people and only really rich people do?
Oh, I'm trying to think of, I can't think of any.
And I think one of the things I thought of was that they said it was using umbrellas, or like, and the other one was like having curtains in your car.
That is ghetto.
Exactly.
It's either, in your car is ghetto.
It's either really ghetto or it's a limousine.
Oh.
See?
Huh.
So here's some of the other ones.
Oh, thick eyeliner. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just immediately, right? Like thick eyeliner, like usually maybe got a rough life, trashy. I don't know. But then I guess rich people wear thick eyeliner.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I know they wear a lot of it. Like, I mean, but they do the contouring and stuff. Anywho, this person says police escorts. They're not wrong.
They're not wrong.
Rich people aren't usually in the back of them, though.
No.
How about, Sarah's going to love this, being really into wine.
Ooh.
That is so true. Because you're either man. Like,
oh my God, this is from the chateau in the Paris.
That's what I have to pretend to be like at right. my job.
Oh, because
we
restaurant.
Have a lot of nice wines.
Mm-hmm. I don't like know thousands of dollars for
what
some bottles.
The actual F I'm talking about. I'm like, this is a nice 2011. That was a great year for
wonderful
wine
year.
Because there was fire, so it was drier. So it's more of a dry. You know what I'm just, like,
just making up.
Are
stuff.
You literally making it up, or is this something written out for you?
I mean, that's definitely. Like, there is a year that's like that. There was a lot of fire, so the yeah. grapes and the dry, and it's not as wet and blah blah blah. But I don't know what you're gonna see. But I usually just say, oh, it's this one's. I love this one because it's big and bold and it's so smooth. Those are usually my lines.
Big, bold, and smooth,
and God. So smooth.
And so smooth.
I'm that trashy person at like wine tastings. We went for my best friend's birthday to a bunch of different vineyards in Chelan. And I'm like, what's the sweetest one you got? And it's like Moscato, which is a Moscato or Riesling, which are both dessert wines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm that
well, and
not
then,
classy person.
When people come into my restaurant and say that, I'm like, yeah, you're at an Italian restaurant, and like all Italian wines are definitely on the drier side.
Yeah.
Like our sweetest one's going to be like a Pinot Grigio. Like, right. kind of, no, you know yeah. what I mean? So it's like,
nope.
Sorry.
It's like, okay, I'll have a cider, thanks.
Yeah. But like in my real life, like
$2 oh, the
$2 box wine. I went to Red Robin with my boyfriend and we went to happy hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, can I get a glass of the wine? Yo, it was so good. I was like, babe, this wine is so delicious. $4.50. And he like, I'm looking around. It's from a box.
Nice.
Hell it is yeah. from a box. I'm like, that is what's you're up, like, Red Robin.
Yes.
Like,
that's why.
And I would love it. I was like, damn, like I want this every day.
Another one that's really classy if you're rich, trashy if you're poor, living in a hotel.
Yeah, I can yeah. see that. Yeah.
That's very true, actually. Mm-hmm.
How about keeping a bottle of liquor in your office? If you're you're the manager at a fast food chain, you have a bottle of liquor in your office. That's a little weird.
What about in your car?
That's not good.
Bottles in it's in the trunk, sealed.
Can't reach it. It's fine.
Yeah.
This one's not cleaning your own house. Obviously, rich people have maids, while poor people are like they're saying if you're poor and you're not cleaning your own house,
they're just nasty.
Yeah. This one's day drinking. Rich folks can have 5 mimosas at lunch and no one bats an eye, but I bring a 40 for lunch and suddenly I'm fired and a terrible role model for the students.
I mean, once you bring that like 40s, like
in the paper bag,
Four Locos, like oh, we
God. Or juice.
My boyfriend and I brought Four Locos to a Friendsgiving, mm-hmm. and the moment you just whip out a Four Loco, mm-hmm. everyone's mood just is like they're like yeah or they're like what
oh,
what
no.
yeah what
they even make Four Loco
oh
still?
Girl
but it was the seltzer one right?
No I wish we never found it. I believe it's not in Washington yet. We wanted to find because Four Loco is coming out with a seltzer kind of like Truly's and White Claws and stuff. So my boyfriend and I because we are those people
sure
we went on a mission to find it. We went to multiple different spots including the 7-Eleven on Rainier.
Oh
they did not have it, which out of all places
you would
think have
think
it
that one would have
but
it?
That one did have like 10 different flavors of Four Locos, which I was very impressed with.
I thought they got rid of them.
No, they just took the caffeine out of them.
Oh, gotcha.
They're still full of booze and give you a great hangover.
Oh,
don't
no,
worry
thank you. I'm too old
yes!
for that.
Yes.
Let's see this other one. It's kind of speaking to the political climate, getting money from the government.
Oh yeah,
it goes both ways.
Yeah. Or being on a first name basis with a judge.
That goes both ways too.
Means that you get arrested a lot because you're poor, or you.
Dude, that would be badass. I mean, not like
know the judge personally.
Know the judge like, what's up, Sarah? Again. How's it going? How's your mother? Or what?
You're banging mother. In public again, Jesus,
yeah,
Sarah.
Gosh, do you have a problem?
We already told you.
See you at Thanksgiving.
Bring the Four Loko. Yeah. I'm gonna try to find you the Four Loko, by the way, at some point,
dude. Yo, that's what I want for my birthday.
How about the most expensive thing you own is a really old car?
Yeah.
So if you're really poor and that's all you got is an old car.
But if you're really
car,
rich, you probably never drive it.
Probably not.
You just look at it.
Or having many, many pets.
Yeah.
Either way, that's weird.
Fair enough.
I watch all the Real Housewives and they have like 100 dogs each.
The little
yeah,
things.
Yeah, the little ones that are like barking all the time and running away and like they're always screaming at them and I'm like, no, it's unnecessary.
No, thank you. This one's funny. Wearing hoodies or sweats or gym wear to work, especially in tech. So it's kind of trashy. You're like, okay, I'm going to work in a hoodie. But if you're a tech guy, it's stylish.
It's stylish. Yeah. Dude, the moment like people think wearing a hoodie is stylish, that is the life I want to be in. Because I still wear hoodies all the time, but I know I'm not stylish.
You're like, I'm just lazy.
Yeah. I'm just hella comfortable. Okay.
Other one is having other people raise your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I mean,
that's funny. At first, I was thinking the nanny and
the daddies.
And then I was thinking, well, yes. My mom. You know?
Walking around all day in a bathrobe. It could be a Hugh Hefner or you could be
unemployed. Classy. Even if you're trashy, you look classy in that robe.
Oh, having a wedding in your yard.
Yeah. I guess it's got to go with all like the fix-ins. If everyone's just standing in your yard is like ratchet, a little trash.
That's why.
Yeah.
Like, so rich guy buys fast food. Oh, he's just like us. Poor guy buys fast food. He should really make better choices.
No, see, I think even if you're rich and you're buying fast food,
it's a bad choice anyway. Yeah.
Either way, your heart's not going to like this.
Yeah. Like, Britney Spears loves McDonald's. I think I've seen many pictures of her at McDonald's.
Oh, and Cheetos.
Really?
Yeah, Cheetos, yes. Oh,
I remember in that Fergie song, she still goes to Taco Bell, drive through, all the sale. I don't care. I'm still real. No matter how many records I sell.
I think
remember that? Glamorous?
No, I don't.
You don't? G-L-A. She spells out glamorous. That's where
I was
going.
I remember that.
Really?
No.
Oh, I thought that was like a banger.
I don't know much of the Britney catalog, unfortunately.
That was Fergie.
Oh, Fergie. I thought it was Britney C. Oh, I don't even know.
We cannot be friends anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh. All right. Well, I think with that,
it's been a good what?
She still goes years, to Sarah. I know. Yeah. Even though I haven't seen you in like seven of them.
I know. Seriously. We like rarely see each other.
If you guys are listening to this on Wednesday, come see us at Live Day.
Tomorrow.
Stream us at KISW.com/liveday.
Yes, we got to give Vicky all the good vibes, the Cyndi Lauper vibes.
I've been practicing.
She's still alive, right? She could like
yes.
Okay,
yes.
You got to tweet her out.
I know. Be like, hey, hopefully I do her proud.
Yes,
you totally need to.
Can we get a little taste?
Oh yeah, can we?
No.
Oh!
Mostly because like I've been practicing so much, like my throat's starting to hurt.
Oh yeah. Wait, how does it start? The sun's up.
Morning light, my mother says, when you gonna make live your life right? Something like that.
Oh, he's got it! He's got it!
My trick worked.
I know, but I wasn't actually singing it. I was just like,
it sounded good though.
But I'm actually gonna. I have to belt it out. I can't do it because my throat hurts.
Don't do that.
Exactly. This
just
is why
kidding.
I don't
You're
like,
going to kill it.
You're going to be great.
I'm going to scream for you the loudest.
All right. And oh, God, her dance moves are fantastic. So I've been practicing those.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
They're so bad. It's
are
awesome.
Are you dancing?
No. Oh. I'm worried for her. Because I saw some of the music video and it's frightening.
I haven't seen that music video in a long time.
All right. Well, come watch all the shenanigans, either live in person or live on the stream.
Yes.
And we'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.